to Keep Moving Forward, a podcast dedicated to church revitalization, replanting, and the church in general. Each week, we look at issues within the revitalization movement, as well as interview pastors and leaders involved in revitalization. So now, please join us for this week's discussion.
Okay, welcome back to Keep Moving Forward. This is going to be an interesting podcast. My name is Don McKinnon, and I'm pastor of Legacy Church in Sutton, Massachusetts. Along with me is my co-host,
Natalie McKinnon.
The ever lovely. But I'm biased. Anyway, and off to our, off to Natalie's left, my right, sitting on
his couch.
On his couch. Is Natalie's, we've just celebrated a year with him, but he is officially now her ESA, and that is Casper.
Yep.
He is a lab American Bulldog mix. He is short. and I will say this, he doesn't think he's big. He'll bark if he needs to.
He thinks he's a lap dog. Like, sometimes he looks small, but other times he looks big. He won't get bigger than he is now. But he's definitely not a lap dog, though he climbs on my lap because he thinks he's a lap dog.
And if you ever see his face, there are times where you can tell he's an American Bulldog, and other times...
he looks like a lap.
Yeah, so he's over there. I think he's pouting. I think he's like, would you guys just leave me out of your podcast right now? It's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, he'll go with us everywhere. The church loves him.
Oh my goodness!
That. The church loves him. They spoil him. But we are trying to keep him more down here longer if we can. Just because he's
still a puppy.
He's still a puppy, but we know that as the church is growing and
right. Everything,
it's going to become more. Challenging for him, so he is every bit of himself right now. He's tired. He's got eardrops for ear mites.
Yeah, he's not a happy camper.
Yeah, we didn't dry his ears well enough, and we're paying for that. He's paying for it, and he's unhappy because he's got eardrops right now. And
we
got
to do it again tonight.
Yes. But when I did it already, the first dose, it put him to sleep. Nat went to go to call her mom, and then I'm looking at him, and he just out cold. Like, in fact, I think he's out cold now. Yes, he is.
Okay.
So, anyway, we're doting doggy parents right now.
I even have a shirt that says "Dog Mama."
Yeah, so, and we had to do housekeeping.
Of course, we did.
Yeah, we had to do some housekeeping. So this is kind of a special podcast, and this will probably go out a couple of weeks before the episodes we've just recorded.
Right.
And I'm still doing it, just so you're knowing, being that this will be the first one in a long time. But we are working on a panel for the pastor shortage. That's what we're calling it. I have pastors from the Midwest, the Deep South, a member of my state's convention leadership team, a member of the North American Missions Board replant team. And we've got this panel together. We got the panel together just before the SBC convention, and a lot of these guys were going to that.
Right.
And so it kind of held everything back, and then this month has been a lot of travel for people.
Right.
So just know that that's coming. We haven't forgotten about it. This is something I deeply believe in. And
did you get a date yet?
Looks like we're going to be recording near the end. I don't know.
Sometime in August.
Yeah.
It could be
August. But this is something I deeply believe in, and I deeply see as part of why we have revitalization as a need right now, because we do not have enough pastors for the churches we have. And so this brings a lot of questions that we're going to discuss in this, in that panel. So what we're looking to do is talk for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then that's going to be cut up into, at the very least, 4 episodes. It could go longer, but look for that. That's coming out soon. And with that, we will now begin discussing the point of this special podcast, which is The Sound of Freedom. If you have not seen this movie, you must...
You must see it.
Yes, you must see it. Stars Jim Caviezel as Tim Chambers? Is that what his name is? Or Tom Chambers? I can't remember exactly the name. It is based on a true life story. give you some background, is this film was done 5 years ago.
They jumped through so many hoops to try to get it.
Right. I'm gonna go. So just so you don't, if you don't know what's going on with this, there is a lot of media out there. There are a lot of YouTube videos out there saying that this is a lie. Don't go see it. All this stuff. Let me explain to you some of the background on this. So the movie is based on real life, true story. It is what is Operation Underground Railroad, which is a group that works to end child trafficking and slavery in the world. And when this movie was made 5 years ago, it was all done. Then Disney bought Fox. Fox was originally going to distribute this movie out there. And Disney shelved it when they bought Fox. And after whatever it was, a 2 or 3 year period came by, the producers were able to buy the film off of Disney. And they started shopping it around themselves. And Angel Studios, which I know for some people is going to be controversial because not everybody likes The Chosen, but they are the studio that does The Chosen. What they did is they turned around and they distributed this on more on the independent level.
Right.
It is a raw film.
It's raw. It's powerful. It's going to bring you to tears.
Yes. And when I say raw, let's not hide the fact. They didn't hide the Christian overtones in this movie. There are scenes where you see that he is a man of God, that he is praying with his family. You know, he's deeply disturbed by a lot of what he is hearing and what is going on. But this was a...
Like, I found it amazing how, like, he took it upon himself. Like, he just felt so convicted that he had to do something. That he could no longer sit back and just be like, well, that doesn't affect me.
Right. And just to kind of give you some of the background on the real-life Tim Chambers, he resigned just before he was going to vet his pension, which I think is about 10 years in federal... Well, I should say, I know it's 10 years in federal service. So at the 10-year mark, you get a pension. And it doesn't matter how long you served after the 10 years. I mean, it will go up, but in order to get a federal pension, you have to work with the federal government for 10 years at least.
Right.
And he gave up his federal job.
Yep.
And this is his job now full time.
Yep.
Him and his wife. And so it's...
And I remember her saying in the movie that while he was out there doing the stuff, she was trying to...
keep the home together.
Right.
So there's like a lot of things in this movie that were really good. But again, I will say it's raw. Do I think churches need to see it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Churches need to show this. Like, right now, it's in theaters. So if a church group can get group tickets, go. Do it.
Or buy a ticket for someone that you know can't afford a ticket.
Yep.
You know, that's another option,
They have
too.
A program through yep. Angel Studios where they're doing that.
The thing that really kind of struck me very hard was that there are more slaves now with this
mm-hmm.
than there was during the Civil War.
Right, and I don't think a lot
Okay, I'm going to say that again. There's more slaves now than there was during the Civil War. Like, when you watch this movie and you see these kids as young as...
Four or five
years old. It just... You know, it's raw. It's powerful. It's raw. I encourage every pastor, every leader, every church, you know.
Like, I'm looking up our showtimes locally for the Blackstone Valley. And right now, this is today, so hold on. Let me go for tomorrow. See, Sound of Freedom, yeah. So there's only four showings now for us locally. We went to the 12 o'clock showing.
It was pretty much sold out.
It was at that time.
Yeah.
It was full. And that is the thing that I think we have to understand is that people are going to see this. This movie beat out Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And I'm not saying that you got to understand, you know, this film is powerful. You need to see it. Why? Because, you know, God tells us to take care of the widows and orphans.
Right.
And a lot of kids that get sold into the child sex trafficking, I'm gonna say what it is.
Yep.
The child sex trafficking, they're sold into that because their parents are desperate for money. Or, as in the case that we see in this movie, the father is lied to about what's going on.
Right.
He's trying to do what's best for his kids.
Right.
Because his daughter has a love for entertainment and music.
Yep.
And you see how this kind of just all snowballs. And, it's just
I think that... People, like, we know it's out there, but we think just because it doesn't affect us, or it's way over there, or, mm-hmm. you know, that it's nothing, that it's not important, it's not real, it's not worth speaking up about.
Right.
But it is.
Right.
Because the statement that they say in the movie is God's children are not for sale, and that just sums it up. It sums up what...
And, you know, it's funny you say that, like, that line, because I'm thinking to myself, like, one positive YouTuber, which surprised me, because this guy, he's not a Christian. If you ever watch his reviews, every now and then he'll release a couple of F-bombs, maybe. But he sat there, and he was talking about it, and he said... That was a very powerful line. He goes, that was the tough guy line of the film. You know, God's children are not for sale. And he goes, I if I was sitting there, he goes, I would have feared Jim Caviezel. You know, and that's who stars in it. Jim Caviezel
yep.
is the person starring in this.
And he did really good.
He did well. He's a noted Hollywood actor as it is. but here's the thing. You know, a lot of what's going on with this movie is there's a lot of blacklisting now going on. And this should not come as a surprise. And I want to just kind of lay this out for those of you listening to this right now. So a few years ago, Corey Feldman, the child actor, Troubled, he came out with a documentary a couple of years ago because he wanted people to know what was going on in Hollywood.
Right.
And he was talking about that, like, even in Hollywood, they traffic the young up-and-coming stars to the bigger stars. And he brought this out, and he basically blacklisted himself and blacklisted everybody that showed up in this documentary that he did. And I forget what the name of it was, but he did it because of what happened with Corey Haim, the other Corey, if you're familiar with the 80s, 90s, the two Coreys, he blacklisted himself because he wanted the truth. He's one of the few Hollywood stars. You might sit there and go, well, he's not even an A-lister. Well, I'll give you an A-lister. Ashton Kutcher. He's the star of, he's one of the big stars of that 70s show. He's had a lot yep. of movies.
Yep.
Married, he's been married a couple of times now. But he basically has paid out of pocket.
Right.
And he has done sting operations with the federal government and actually, I believe, Tim Chambers' group. Because he sees this and he's disturbed by this and he knows what's going on.
I think there are more Hollywood stars that are coming out about this, being vocal and, you know, putting their own money to this cause because they see. Not enough.
And I mean, it's still going blacklist because that's the thing is a lot of these, you know, we need to see more people like Kutcher and Feldman.
Right.
Come out and speak up against this. So when you see that this movie was being done, and I don't know all the background why this movie was being made back in 2017-2018, but the fact that this movie was done, somebody got behind it.
Right.
And you see it, and it is a very powerful movie. I will say, you know, we went, me and Natalie went, it's been a week ago, since we saw it. When we went, we found out that, literally, we had people from our church sitting right in front of us, unplanned family. I mean, mother and father and their three kids went to see this, and their three kids are between the ages of
7 and 11.
Yeah. So they came and saw the film. And then, we had our one of our older couples in the same theater that day, sitting at the opposite end that we found out later on after the fact. But like we said, it was a full theater.
Right.
A full theater. And I will tell you, the scenes that they were showing, especially the implied scenes. Now let me get that back to you. Implied scenes. These were scenes that were to imply what was going to happen. They stopped the camera. They stopped the filming. But you knew that sexual acts were going to be performed. Or that was what was implied to be performed. And you were hearing sniffling and crying and gasping and everything in the theater.
Yeah, right.
And we're talking, this is a theater full of people 7 years old all the way up to 74 that I know of. And people were deeply disturbed.
Right.
And that's what I think. I mean, this film is not going to be... this is not a feel-good film in right. that regard.
Right, right.
You're going to pump your fist when you see the bad guys coming to...
Yep.
Justice.
Yep.
But this is a film that when it ends, you know, they
you're trying to take it all in.
Yeah. And I mean, they do show, you know, because of course Hollywood is sitting there saying, oh, this is all made up. It's fake. But yet you do see the actual footage
yes.
of stuff that happens in this
and movie. And at the end, there you got to stay for the special.
There's a talk from Jim Caviezel,
yeah, and, you know.
And he's talking about like why what we're doing right now. We're talking about this,
right.
and why
this
we're doing
is important,
this and why we're saying, you know, if it's already out of theaters where you are, you need to go and you know plan to show it in your church.
Absolutely.
So you know this. This is just one of those things. We have to show this. We have to get this spoken about. We have to bring this up.
And it was such... I think it impacted those in our church so much that it was even being talked about a week later among those that had attended.
Yeah, in fact, we're recording this on Monday. And I will say that I'm hoping to get this so that it will release Wednesday. But I will say this, yesterday at church, we always have a little coffee and conversation after. We're sitting around there, and Ed, who I love him, I see growth in him, and Ed literally says, like, breaks into the conversation and says, "You guys got to go see Sound of Freedom." You know, and it's one of those things where when he, who years, you know, I can remember, he was always kind of silent at stuff. You know, you couldn't really get him to really speak up, but the fact that he spoke up, that should tell the people, hey, if Ed's speaking up, this you got to go see.
Right. Absolutely.
So, I think that's it. I can't talk about it anymore. I'm seeing it's still playing in our neck of the woods right now.
Yep.
It'll probably be in theaters next week. I wouldn't mind going to see it again. As raw as it is, it's one of those things where if I could find somebody who hasn't seen it yet from our church.
Well, I think the more people that go to see it, the more it raises awareness too.
Right.
And, you know, it shows Hollywood that people see this as a problem. It mm-hmm. needs to be stopped.
Yep.
You know, remember, when they said it, it just kind of really, it really opened up your eyes to realize how bad of an issue it is when there are more children that are being sold into child trafficking slavery than there was during the slaves of the Civil War.
I think the number was 6 million. It was over 6 million.
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it really, this is definitely a, you know, viewer discretion question, you know, viewer discretion movie, but definitely plan to show it at your church. Definitely plan a night where you can sit down, because if you're trying to find ministries that you can support or something, and I mean, you know, you're not looking to go over there to, you know, bust some criminals yourself, because it is dangerous what these guys do, and they show that in this. I mean, there's a guy, I will say this, you know, there's a guy in the movie, his name is Vampiro. There is a scene on YouTube, if you look still, I think it's still there. There is a scene between the actors, you know, playing Vampiro and Tim Chambers, which is Jim Caviezel and this other guy. And he talks about why he's helping fight the child sex trafficking. And it's just like, wow. You know, like, it's a raw scene. I'm going to say that. Very, very raw scene. But when you hear the story and you understand why he's gotten involved, you know, you see it. You feel it.
And that's also the scene where Jim Caviezel's character says, "God's children are not for sale."
Yeah, and it's really a very, very powerful scene.
I mean, we're not all going to, like you said, go on these missions to rescue,
right,
but we can raise awareness, we can pray, we can support this cause for those that are out there doing this kind of work.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing we have to definitely do. Like, I would love, as our church is growing, I would love to be able to find a way to support them.
Because I think when you want to support a cause, you really need to pray about what cause you're going to support.
Yeah.
Because there could be, right, and why. There could be a lot of good causes. But really prayerfully think about how you can help.
Yeah. So with that, you know, not a big, you know, this wasn't really about revitalization today, but it's something that was needed to be discussed.
And it was on our hearts.
And
if you
get a chance, if it's still in theaters near you, go and see it. Go and see it. You're not going to be, I don't want to say you're not going to be disappointed. I want to say you're going to walk out shocked. You're going to walk out
Your eyes are going to be open to the reality of what's going on that we can't ignore anymore.
So with that, this is Don McKinnon of Legacy Church.
And Natalie McKinnon.
And we're going to say keep moving forward, and we'll see you again soon.
God bless.